This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
I'm Martin Strong. Interest rates are up and expected to go higher. Inflation has become a reality, though it has cooled a bit in August. So what does this mean for your finances, for your mortgage? And coming up, we'll get some great advice on how to protect yourself and maybe even take advantage of these rising rates. We'll talk to accredited mortgage pro Angela Calla. That's coming up, but first, some of the consumer news headlines from the past week. I think it's safe to say it was a great week for the tourism industry in the province. After being decimated by COVID, the industry got the news on Monday that starting October 1st, which is today, by the way, the federal government would be dropping most COVID restrictions at the border. It means people don't need to be vaccinated to visit Canada. There will be no mandatory COVID testing. Cruise passengers will also not have to have pre-board tests or prove that they're vaccinated. As well, it means no more mandatory mask wearing on planes or trains. As well, the controversial ArriveCan app is no longer mandatory for Canadians returning back to the country. Not surprisingly, travel volumes at the border are up today and are expected to remain that way for a while. And the president of the Customs and Immigrations Union is warning there could be significant delays at U.S. border points. Mark Weber says chronic staffing shortages mean long waits at the border won't necessarily disappear now that the COVID restrictions are gone. Weber told a Commons committee this week that the Canada Border Services Agency needs thousands more officers. Another piece of the tourism puzzle that fell into place this past week was the daily Amtrak train between Vancouver and Seattle. It is now running after being shut down because of COVID for the past 2 years. The service restarted on Tuesday. Every day, there will be a single round trip departing Seattle at 7:45 in the morning and then leaving Vancouver to head back south at 5:45 p.m. The train makes stops along its four-hour journey in Bellingham, Mount Vernon, Strandwood, Everett, and Edmonds, Washington. Amtrak plans to add a second daily trip when they have enough equipment and staff to do so. And a lot of people like to say they live in the best country in the world, no matter what that country is. But Canada literally was the best country in the world, according to an annual Best Countries report. But that was last year. We've been bumped out of top spot by Switzerland. Germany came in second. Canada was delegated to third place. The survey was conducted by U.S. News and World Report and the University of Pennsylvania. There are a bunch of different categories. They look at factors like safety, affordability, but the number one thing on the list is quality of life, which I guess we're not doing too badly at. Quality of hockey teams? Well, we'll see. It's early for that. This is Vancouver Consumer. I'm Martin Strong. And when we come back, with interest rates rising along with inflation, Angela Calla has some great advice on how you can make sure you're protected, maybe even take advantage of the rising rates. That's coming up next when Vancouver Consumer continues right after this.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. This is Martin Strong, and the fall is always a good time to get your financial house in order. And the fall of 2022 is probably a crucial year to do that. Inflation is exploding, interest rates are rising and expected to go higher. So how do you protect yourself? How do you take advantage of the markets? Well, you can start by listening to the advice of my guest right now. Angela Calla is an accredited mortgage professional. She is the host of The Mortgage Show on CKNW tonight and every Saturday night at 7 o'clock. She's the best-selling author of The Mortgage Code. You can find her online at angelacalla.ca, and you can find her right here on Vancouver Consumer. Hi, Angela. How are you?
I am fantastic, Martin. Lovely to be here with you.
Yeah, and I just can't believe that it is October already. September kind of got away from me. I don't know if it's like that for everybody, but September just flew by.
Oh, it certainly has. And I mean, right when the kids went back to school, the Bank of Canada didn't do us any favors either by swiftly moving to try to tamper inflation a little bit. And, you know, sadly, they're not done. So we've been really assertively proactive with our clients to help them get ahead and navigate these stormy waters that we're in.
Yeah, they're definitely stormy. I mean, the markets are, like every single market is going through all sorts of seismic shifts and changes. So let me start by asking you, say there's someone in a typical situation, maybe they have a mortgage, they've got a little bit of debt, and they're taking a look at what they should be doing. And obviously everybody is different, but if somebody came to you, Angela Calla, and said, how do I deal with what's going on? What's the first question you ask them?
We take a review. And what we do is we take a look at what their existing mortgage is, what their existing debts are, and what type of equity position they're holding in their property. And then we look for opportunity. And that opportunity could be breaking your mortgage to get a better one and improving your cash flow to hundreds, if not thousands of dollars each and every month, and then helping you build your wealth instead of deplete it. So then you're putting your money in protecting yourself with an emergency fund, stopping the cycle of debt, and you're able to invest in yourself and your own future because savings rates are higher than what they've been in the past several years. And so, you know, there's things where you can get automatic money back, such as if you make contributions to your RSPs, if that's an effective strategy for you, then you could further get a tax refund and further pay down your debt and while saving for retirement. So there's all these aspects that are happening. And also we're looking at everything because we have mortgages and financial services that we're partnered with. Sometimes people are overpaying for, who knows, life and disability insurance. That industry is certainly very assertive in trying to be better to consumers all the time. So they're coming out with better coverage for less money. And so sometimes, you know, they're able to get a reduction in that, and that adds to the savings as well. However, if it's not in their best interest to proceed with doing anything at this time, then what we do is we help them at least understand like an inflation protection strategy. And so we have a lot of, for our existing clients, we every year we reach out to them and we let them know how much to increase their payment to be ahead of inflation and protect themselves against what we can't control in the market. And for those also, what we do is in advance of a mortgage renewal, we're holding rates for them with their application, of course, and permission, so they can watch the market and decide when they want to lock in or if it's worth it for them to lock in early. So, you know, as an example, one of our clients has a $500,000 mortgage. He has a locked-in interest rate at 2.65 that he got back in a few years ago, and he said, what's the best way for me to protect against inflation? Because until the beginning of this year, he was reallocating his funds into other investments and other things. But now that rates have gone up so much, we reviewed the strategy that he originally set up. And now what we've done is we've increased his mortgage payments to what interest rates are today. So he further pays down his family's mortgage. So when they're up for renewal, they won't have what's called payment shock. And so for him, and for anybody who's listening right now, if you have a mortgage in the twos or threes, and today if you were going to renew, you could be in the fours or fives, you right. want to increase your payment $125 per $100,000 of mortgage, as a general example, to be able to protect yourself against the payment shock of just going from a 2% interest rate to a nearly 5% and having potentially a $500 a month payment increase. So you can mitigate that by making your payment as if it's today's fixed rate, further paying down your principal and protecting your equity in times where things are a little bit shaky. So that's one of the strategies that can be implemented if there's no other benefit to you to do anything different. And of course, being proactive, the biggest frustration, Martin, this specific week, and it kind of seems to happen in chunks with certain lenders. It's so strange. We've had so many clients that have said, you know what, my mortgage is up for renewal in 4 to 6 months, and I've heard nothing from my lender. And it's because rates have risen so rapidly that the longer that they can wait before they lock you in, then the more potentially they can make. And so we have like a 1.5 almost hour intensive that we've gone through, kind of breaking down all the different scenarios for people who are navigating renewals or just wondering what to do with their mortgage, that we can go into kind of breaking down all the scenarios. But starting early is key. It doesn't matter if you only have 2 or 3 years left. Every year you should be checking in on your mortgage. So if you haven't done that, take a check-in and see, should I stay the course, should I increase my payments, or is there something else I should consider?
We're talking to Angela Calla on Vancouver Consumer on CKNW. Angela is, of course, the host of The Mortgage Show right here on CKNW tonight at 7 and every Saturday night. And you can find her online, angelacalla.ca. And that's a really interesting thing about when you're mortgage renews. Is there a typical time? Do banks allow you, say, 6 months before the date? Do they allow you to renew? Is that kind of something that can be negotiated?
Usually it's 30, it's 90 to 120 days on average, but every specific lender or bank has different policies. So some banks are 6 months, some are 3 months. You know, we just had a woman, 62 years old, she's probably navigating her last mortgage renewal before she switches strategies and goes to a reverse mortgage. And, you know, the bank was putting a lot of pressure on her to make up her mind by in 2 days, or else they were going to, you know, she was going to have to wait. And she was really struggling with it because her mortgage was at 3.1% and the bank wanted to lock her in at, you know, 5.24. And she was so panicked because the bank was like, well, if you don't do this right now, then you're not going to get the option. And so we said, absolutely not. Don't succumb to that pressure. We're going to get a rate hold for you at a better rate, and we're going to hold it for you for 4 months. And during this 4 months, you're going to have the opportunity to decide what's best for you, because I don't think that, you know, within this 6 months that you should just automatically renew early into this high rate when we can take advantage of this lower rate that you have, and you can use your, you know, what you would have had to pay because your payments would go up, for your personal savings. So it's really all about just finding out what's best for you without bias and taking that pressure off. And if we can hold a rate for you for 3 months, for 4 months, even if you're not up for renewal for 6 or 12, you have the opportunity to watch the market. And we know that we're in a rising interest rate market. So for a lot of people, it will be advantageous to renew their mortgages early, because we know as of today, Martin, we know that we're expecting another 75 basis point increase. And while we're expecting that from the Bank of Canada, the bond market has already priced in that increase. And so a lot of people are saying, well, we know that in the past, these shaky economic times have generally lasted 13 months. But we know from experience moving forward that they're very scared to make the same mistake and to encourage people to spend more. So they're probably going to keep rates high for about 3 years. And they're not going to change policies because they don't want to erase the work that they've done to tamper inflation. So if we know that, most people, logic would say, well, why don't we just take a 2 or 3 year? But the banks know that, and they've already increased those short-term rates to match the 5-year, so they can also make up for that. And if people do decide to break their mortgages, of course, then there's costs and so forth for that. But they're doing that to secure their financial stability as well. So it's all about understanding, okay, well, I have choice. How do I utilize the market information for my best advantage to make the most of what I can within my control?
And let's talk about breaking a mortgage. Like, if you've got a year or more left, because it always seemed to me that they're kind of written in stone and you just wait till they, you know, they elapse. But that's not true. And what are some of the misconceptions that people have about locked in mortgages like that?
Well, there's a lot, and there's a huge variance, and it's always what you don't know that costs you the most amount of money. So, Martin, if you and I were to name the banks that we probably saw on our on our ride into the office today or ride into the studio, you can probably name, you know, maybe six that right. you can think of, maybe a few online. But there's actually 36 banks in Canada, as well as monoline lenders, and they all have different pros and cons at different times. There's no one bank that is better than the other. So knowing that, what we look at is the history of how they treat clients and how they calculate their penalties. And any retail bank has higher penalties than a monoline lender, provided you qualify. So you can get a mortgage, obviously, through any of the five banks. And what they don't tell you is that the bigger discount that they give you, Martin, so they say, go out and get any interest rate out there, and we'll match it or we'll beat it. And you think, oh, my goodness, thank you. I'm so valued. I'm going to do that. Which is, you know, you're doing all the work and they're just going to match or beat. But when they do that, what they're not telling you, because they work for the bank, they're employed by the bank, and essentially they're salespeople for only that bank, they're not telling you that the bigger the discount is actually going to be used against you. And so right now we're in a cycle where interest rates are going up, but they're not going to go up forever. And when they go down, you're going to want to be able to take advantage of that. So on a $300,000 mortgage, as an example, if you get a mortgage through a big bank, it's very common that in year three, if you want to break that, it's going to cost you between $12,000 and $13,000 with a major bank. But most Canadians, because Canadians have good credit and good income, qualify for that same mortgage with a monoline lender, which is another lender like Merrick's or MCAP or First National. They're all lenders that accredited mortgage professionals who don't have a bias to any particular lender. We look at the market and see what's best for the client, we would recommend. And it's all the bank's money. The banks provide that money to them. It's just they only do mortgages. That's their focus. They're not taking deposits and they're not cross-selling other products. And getting a mortgage through one of those lenders, the penalty is lower. Instead of the penalty to break your mortgage in year three being $12,000 or $13,000, it's going to be $3,000 or $4,000. So you can save on average $9,000 right then and there if you're going to be a statistic like 7 out of 10 Canadians who end up breaking their mortgage because of market circumstances, because of divorce, because of their family growing. I know. This data is incredible, right?
Yeah. And that's why you need a professional on your side like Angela Calla. Go to angelacalla.ca because Angela lives and breathes mortgages. And when we come back on Vancouver Consumer, we're going to talk to Angela some more. I want to talk to you about what you call the back to school credit cleanup, and also about a really cool seminar that you probably, a webinar that you have planned likely for October that you just did in September. So we'll have more with Angela Calla when Vancouver Consumer continues right after this.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong, and on Vancouver Consumer this afternoon, it's our friend Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional. She's the host of The Mortgage Show on CKNW tonight and every Saturday night at 7 o'clock. She's the best-selling author of The Mortgage Code, and you can find Angela online at angelacalla.ca, and we've been talking about how there are options out there, ways to save money, ways to refinance, ways to get a new mortgage, to use mortgage strategies to save you a lot of money. And the one thing that I should point out is your service is free. It's not something that you pay for. People go to angelacalla.ca and they get your services for free because you're paid by the banks, right?
Yes, we're compensated wherever we place the mortgage. And because we're licensed professionals, if they should just stay put and stay the course with what they've got, or if there's another solution that doesn't include our services, then that's what we're going to recommend for them, because those are the ethics in which we are licensed under. So it's great to be in a business where your service is free, you're protecting people's credit, you're helping them navigate life changes, these market changes, and, you know, eliminating that pressure of, well, what should I do? Is this what this person's saying right for me? Or, you know, it's all without bias. So it really turns the tables and empowers you to say, okay, I've got all these options. Which one should I take?
Right. And this past Thursday, you had a kind of a webinar through your website on mortgage renewal. And that went pretty well. I think a lot of people came away from that a lot smarter than they were when they came in.
You know, you can never reinforce the fundamental concepts enough, and the market is always changing. So being able to share my nearly 20 years of experience in navigating these different markets and different lenders and different ways that we can work together with what's out there to help people accomplish their goals is just really exciting. And it's why I'm so inspired every day to see who we're going to meet and how we're going to help them. Because any penny in any hardworking Canadian's pocket is better than it going in a method that could be ineffective and not helping them build and protect their wealth. So we love turning those tables, Martin.
Yeah. And whenever I talk to you, you're so enthusiastic about it, about mortgages and about saving money. You always kind of inspire me, and I get kind of excited. So you have a seminar kind of in the works for October. This one went so well. So I guess people should just stay tuned to angelacala.ca to find out about that, right?
Yes. And, you know, I love educating. I mean, that's why I got in this business in the first place. That's why I kind of committed myself to being in the media to help people understand mortgages. It's why I wrote a book. And as of most recently, this fall, I have accepted a contract to be educating the Greater Vancouver Real Estate Board with mortgages. So all the realtors in the province will be able to access this, will be able to access some mortgage knowledge from myself as well.
Yeah, that would be a powerful weapon for a real estate agent to really know the ins and outs of mortgages, and that would really help their clients.
It helps them, and it's a changing market for them as well. So just refreshing on some of the different strategies that we can implement to help them and help them understand, too, because they are so close with their clients when they're navigating a change, when they're navigating divorce, when they're helping someone who's maybe just had a baby that wants to move into a different school district. You know, with mortgages on maternity leave, they're different, and all lenders have different options, but it's a great time to help people while maybe one of the spouses is, you know, enjoying welcoming the new darling into their life. So there's just so many options. And with our population as it is, helping multi-generational family members make a purchase plan. And obviously, with the market the way it is, purchasing power has decreased. So how do we mitigate that? How do we implement different strategies to help those people get into the market? And thankfully, we're very well positioned with mortgages and financial services to be able to help families really plan and make the most out of what they've built throughout the decades. So realtors having access to get that education from us is just going to help our whole community in a much more wholesome way.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional. And you talk about something called the back-to-school credit cleanup. And I guess now with interest rates rising, inflation, it's more important than ever to make sure that your credit and your debts are well organized. I mean, it's always a good time, but now more than ever, right?
Yes. Oftentimes, people are so busy, Martin, with work and sports and kids and family and volunteer work that they don't necessarily think about if they have been, you know, fine with their job and all their income is working to whatever they know. They don't think about, oh my gosh, I could be paying this more effectively. So, and they don't even know sometimes if there's an error on their credit report. So we always recommend looking at your credit report. If there's an error, get it cleaned up. And if you have over $30,000 in debt outside your mortgage, consolidate it. Because once you're, if you're at your limits with your loans, it's impacting your credit score negatively. If you're only paying the minimum payment, it's impacting your credit score negatively. And if you go over the amount, then that impacts the score negatively. And also, if you ever considered moving up the property ladder, purchasing a rental property, vacation property, every $500 in outside debt takes away $100,000 in mortgage qualifications. So all of these things should be reviewed on an annual basis. And especially if you or a loved one have a mortgage renewal coming up, you're missing a huge opportunity. And so we always say never just sign a mortgage renewal. Always do a check-in. And if you wonder to yourself, well, how come the bank hasn't recommended that before? It's because they make the most amount of money on those unsecured loans. So it's not something that they're going to come to the forefront to. They're going to try to lock you in and handcuff you, whereas we're always trying to keep the money in your pocket and turn the tables and help you build your savings. So it's a completely different bias as well, right?
Right, right. And the real obvious one is credit card debt. Having credit card debt, you're paying ridiculous amounts of interest, and why you should consolidate. But what are some other examples of things that people don't really think about that they're paying way more than they should?
Well, I would say the store credit cards, like they can kind of get ahead of people without realizing, like if they've done some home renovations, we see a lot of those store credit cards, or, you know, even Walmart or student loans can impact their ability. Also, we just see a variety of credit cards and lines of credit used for all kinds of things. I mean, think of being a homeowner. Oh, the hot water tank went. Oh, now I got to redo the floors. And, you know, well, it was below $10,000, so it wasn't worth going through insurance. So, you know, things kind of seem to compile on each other. And it really depends on the individual. I mean, we see people who have navigated maternity leave, and it's had a lower, obviously you have a lower income during maternity leave, but the expenses haven't necessarily reduced, and you're navigating the going back to school and now having to pay for daycare, and that's a big cost. So sometimes it can be the day-to-day things that kind of slowly creep up, and especially with the increased cost of food and everything. I mean, Martin, it doesn't take long. And before the recent years that we've seen, Martin, six out of 10 Canadians were living paycheck to paycheck prior to that. So add in this crazy inflation. We really have to look at every single way to get ahead before things get deeper.
Right. And if people go to angelacalla.ca, we're talking to Angela Calla, by the way, and you mentioned that it's a free service. Your mortgage services are free. So if someone goes to angelacalla.ca, what's a typical sort of process that they go through? Do they come in and sit down and talk with somebody?
Oh, it's a simple, so if they go to the website, they either call or email, and we call and email them back, have a little conversation about their goals. Then we send them a list of documents that we're going to need to be able to evaluate their options. And then once we receive those documents, we give them a call and we say, okay, there's, you know, stay put, but we recommend doing this and this, or, hey, this is clearly going to be advantageous to you for us to hold a rate or consolidate debt or whatever the goal is or whatever the person's circumstances that they're going through will illustrate what the next option is based on the documents that we get in from them. And then we then do the paperwork and have a consultation with them either over the phone or in person. And that's it. It's either stay the course or here there's a savings and an action plan for what we're going to do next.
So it's, I can't stress this enough that it's a free service. So really the only pain is filling out some forms. That's about it.
Yeah. And I mean, everybody is different. Some people think filling out a form is painful. Some people are happy to invest that time in ensuring their own financial well-being. So it just depends on how, you know, we feel as individuals, but we're here to make this as easy. If we can easily identify that, you know, you should just stay put and there's nothing to do, then we're going to do that as quickly as possible because it's an investment from us as well, right? And we don't know that we can help someone. So we're looking to add value and continue to ensure that they're taken care of, whether that's with us, which we hope for decades to come, or whether it's maybe it's at a later date when things are modified a little bit for them. But we're here
to
help.
Go to angelacalla.ca and talk to the team because they can help. And in the couple of minutes we have left, and before the next time we talk, you know, what do you see coming around the bend? I guess interest rates are likely to go higher. What do you see for the months ahead, the rest of 2022?
Well, I would expect at least another 75 basis point increase. So please, if you're listening to this, if you have a mortgage renewal coming up in the next year, please contact us now. Don't wait. That's certainly going to cost you money. We can guarantee it's going to cost money if you wait. So contact us. Let's hold a rate for you. You can watch the market. You can take the time to evaluate all your options. And let's make sure that you have the right plan, the right amortization, the right strategy, the right payment plan, and the right lender that's going to help you and your family make sure that you protect your equity, protect your wealth, and have the best security that you can moving forward. So if you or a loved one have a mortgage renewal, please don't wait. Reaching out early will ensure the best overall financial plan for you and your loved ones.
Right. Angela Calla has been our guest, accredited mortgage professional, and you'll be on The Mortgage Show tonight, 7 o'clock on CKNW. And people can buy your book, too, The Mortgage Code.
Yes, and all the proceeds this year go to the Tri-City Moms Group right here to help mamas navigate all the difficulties that life can bring.
Right on. And you're online at angelacalla.ca. And go to angelacalla.ca because there is talk of another one of these webinars that's coming up sometime in October for mortgage renewal. And it's, another way of being able to sit down and just be more armed with knowledge that will save you money. And I think it's great. So people should watch for that, right?
Absolutely. It's very educational.
All right. So always a pleasure to talk to Angela. And we will talk to you soon.
You bet. Have a great week.
Thanks, Angela. AngelaCalla.ca is the place to go. And coming up, it's the story of one of the most iconic photos from World War II. And I'm sure you've seen it. It's been published all around the world. And it was taken in New Westminster on this day. It's one of the most powerful images ever taken showing the effects of war. And it was, as I say, snapped right here in the Lower Mainland. And when we come back, I've got the story of that photograph when Vancouver Consumer continues right after this. I'm Martin Strong.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong. You know, it was 82 years ago today, October 1st, 1940, when a Vancouver Province newspaper photographer snapped a picture. He was just doing his job for the local paper, one of many photographs that he would take that day. But this one was different. It would capture the attention and imagination of the entire world at a time of war. The World War II photo came to be called Wait for Me, Daddy. You've probably seen it. I'm sure you have. Just Google Wait for Me, Daddy, and it'll pop up. It's a black and white image of a 5-year-old boy running towards a soldier in uniform. It's his dad. The little boy's hand is outstretched. The soldier's hand is also reaching out. He is one of hundreds of other soldiers marching down a road in New Westminster in a long line. They're on their way to board a troop ship headed for World War II. The hand of the young boy and the soldier are almost touching, but not quite. His mother runs behind him trying to catch the little guy. It's an image that perfectly captures life during wartime, families being separated and soldiers marching into whatever fate awaits them in battle. The photographer was a man named Claude Detloff. When the photo showed up in the following day's edition of the Vancouver Province, it would become an instant hit. It was hung up in nearly every school in Vancouver and then would get some international exposure when it was published in Life magazine. Even though Detloff would get paid a measly $50 from Life magazine, it would put him on the map as a photographer. It would also change the life of the young boy in the picture, Walter Whitey Bernard. He was called that because his hair appears very blonde and white in the black and white photo. Little Whitey would be called on by the Canadian military to help sell war bonds. Bernard said that he would be invited up on stage in his little short pants and a blue blazer And he would tell the crowd that he hadn't seen his dad for a long time, and would they please buy bonds to help get him home sooner? Then they would unveil a big print of the photo. And as you can imagine, that worked. He sold a lot of war bonds during World War II. After the war, Whitey grew up and eventually moved to Tofino to manage a gas station. Oh, and by the way, his dad, seen in the photo, Jack Bernard, would come home from the war safe and sound and be back with his family. Life magazine would later declare that Claude Detloff's photo, "Wait for Me, Daddy," was one of the 10 best images of the 1940s. And it was taken in New Westminster on this day, October 1st, back in 1940. I'm Martin Strong, and coming up on Vancouver Consumer, it's the consumer news headlines from the past week. We'll also talk about the Lower Mainland's real estate market with Johnny Smartpoint, John Carlson. That's coming up next.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.